This special heter of running with it, they permitted him to do only with a big load, which is heavy, and under normal circumstances he would not run with it. So therefore this is shinui by the fact that he's running with it. If he just has his wallet on him, it's not so unusual to run, and therefore they didn't permit it, because you have to do something unusual to make sure you won't stop. He's trying to do it in the kisa, others say no. The ma'aseh, we have no other eitzah, and therefore they permit him to do it, even the kiss, even though it's not so abnormal to run with a kiss. Mishabrus says, if you have no choice, and there's a mokim hefzeh, there's what to rely on. Continues the Rambo. Person who forgot, and he had his wild with him on Shabbos, he's in his house, then he can walk to a room that is more mishtameh, it's a closed room, and there open up his belt and let it fall. Now, it's an interesting thing. The heter over here, the Magen Avraham explains, is the fact that he's wearing this belt is considered carrying muktzah. But since he already had it from before Shabbos, that's not the issue of carrying muktzah. Carrying muktzah is put it into your hand. But if it was on you from before Shabbos, it's permitted. That is the heter according to the standing of the Magen Avraham. The Gra is not so simple that he agrees with this. Mishavir says if it's Mokum Hefzid, Vilna Gaon may agree to this. Now there's another chiddush over, even though he's not holding the muktzah in his belt. The idea behind it is carrying muktzah is, as long as you're carrying the normal way to carry it, that's considered tiltul muktzah. So the fact that it's on him in the natural way to carry it, that will be an issue of muktzah. But over here, as we said, since he had it from before Shabbat, it's permitted to go with it, to put it away, especially since there's a chashash of loss of money. V'im hu b'shuk, also levi l'peso, if he's outdoors in a place which there's no erif, so also to carry it, he can't bring it home. He lets it fall, and he tells the guy to watch over it. If he's concerned that they're not going to just watch over it, then the Mishabru brings from the Paiskim that you're allowed to tell the guy to take it home. Like we saw before, that if you're concerned that it'll get lost, you'll have to ask the guy to take it home for you. He says, even in the way the Ramah brings it, you tell the guy to watch it, and if he brings it home for you, that's alright, because you didn't tell him to bring it home. But as we said, if you're concerned that won't work, you could tell the guy directly to take it home for you.